Thy word is a lamp unto my feet and a light unto my path. This is Dale Jackson welcoming you to the Lamp and Light broadcast, coming to you from the studios of Central Baptist Church in beautiful Ocala, Florida. Lamp and Light is a ministry. It takes a book of the Bible, verse by verse, teaching it as it is to men as they are, without compromise or apology. Speaking the truth in love is our purpose, and to give the lamp and light to all.
Yesterday, in our study of James chapter 2, we were talking about the fact that Christians sometimes require sacrificing their time or convenience for serving the Lord. Let's continue with that today.
Now, here is our teacher and pastor, Dr. Andy Bloom.
I will plant my feet on its firm foundation, for the Bible stands.
God is commanding us to believe on the name. Now, when you believe on the name, we said in a previous message, that has to do with dedication to that name, commitment to that name. We should believe on the name of His Son, Jesus Christ, and love one another as He gave us commandment. So we believe on the name and we love one another, and that is a commandment that Jesus Christ gave us in John 13, verses 34 and 35. Now, that strikes a blow at those who contend that a man's behavior is not necessarily controlled by what he believes. My friend, faith is the basis of action. Right living is therefore dependent upon right believing. Believing on the Lord Jesus Christ and love for one another is faith living. It's not faith or biblical belief until we act upon it. Other verses that tie in with verse 8 are Galatians 6:2. As well as 1 John 3:16. Let's read them. Galatians 6:2 says, "Bear ye one another's burdens, and so fulfill the law of Christ." We just read that in James 2:8. That's the royal law. When you bear another's burdens, you're going beyond convenience. Not just when it's convenient to you. It may mean sacrifice, effort. 1 John 3, verse 16 says, "Hereby perceive we the love of God, because He laid down His life for us." We ought to lay down our lives for the brethren. Sacrificial love for brethren. Yet, people complain that the preacher expects them to be in Sunday school and morning church, Sunday night church, and Wednesday night church. He even expects us to be there each night for revival. And yet, we think that it's a terrible thing that we sacrifice. Now, please understand, faithfulness to church is an act of love. And the reason that we aren't faithful to God's house is because we lack love for the Lord Jesus Christ. It pleases Him not to forsake the assembling of ourselves together. And my friend, when we're forsaking that assembly from time to time, it shows a lack of love in our heart. But notice what verse 9 states here in James 2. "But if ye have respect to persons, ye commit sin and are convinced of the law as transgressors." If we have respect of persons, he states plainly, we commit sin. That word commit means we practice sin. In the closing verse of chapter 1, we are told to keep ourselves unspotted from the world. Staying in context then, partiality is being spotted with the world. Is this not a form of worldliness? Who are the ones worshipped by the world today? Well, they're the wealthy, the pretty, the successful. We worship sports heroes and show business heroes. The world is partial. I remember back in the year 2002, and people were talking about our country's recession. And yet, that same year that we supposedly had a recession, Hollywood recorded its best year ever in profits. The box office is the way people support these people. And the people they are supporting are, in many cases, living adulterous lives. They make fun of Christianity. And they call for action against what they call the purveyors of hate, which they interpret as fundamental Christians. And unfortunately, there are Christians who go to these places and pay the money to watch these people act. They enjoy watching them act, even though these are people working against their beliefs, their Christianity, and their Lord Jesus Christ. When we have a true commitment and love to the Lord Jesus Christ, we'll deny ourselves these things, the things that we desire, yet we know it's wrong because it's supporting these kind of people. Now, I know that that sounds hard, but it's not hard when you have a real love of Christ in your heart. Now, think of it. God Himself is ruled by His own law of love. The same rule must be true for the Christian. A person loves himself regardless of financial or social status. We should love others in the same manner. Partiality represses genuine love. The world is the one actually guilty of partiality with its promotion of various individuals. Not only are you practicing sin if you are continually guilty of this sin and you don't make it right, but you are convinced of the law as transgressors, verse 9 says. The word convinced in the Greek is actually a judicial word that shows our fault is pointed out. Well, where is our fault pointed out? It's pointed out before God. And before God, this fault is called transgression. Now, verses 10 and 11 speak concerning transgressing the law. So let's look here at James 2, verses 10 and 11. For whosoever shall keep the whole law and yet offend in one point, he is guilty of all. For he that said, do not commit adultery, said also, do not kill. Now, if thou commit no adultery, yet if thou kill, thou art become a transgressor of the law. Obviously, some who would read this would question whether or not this sin is on the same level as other sin. It takes but one murder to make one a murderer. It takes but one theft to make one a thief. And it takes only one broken law to make one a lawbreaker. Imagine a chain of seven links is suspending you over a canyon. If all seven links break, you will fall to your doom. But if only one link breaks, you will still fall to your doom. The sin of partiality may seem minor when you compare it to murder or adultery. But if it offends God's laws, then it's as if we were guilty of all the law being broke. You see, it still calls for sin's wages. And the wages of sin, doesn't say sins is murder, doesn't say a lot of sins, big sins, little sin, just says for the wages of sin is death. Final complete separation from God forever in the lake of fire. Remember, Adam and Eve were guilty of taking a fruit from a tree that God says, don't eat that fruit. Many times you've had children that you said, now there's candy in that dish. Don't take a piece of that candy. Well, when God put that little candy dish of the fruit tree there, of the knowledge of good and of evil, they gave in to the temptation. And today you and I have sicknesses, pains, and death, and sorrow, and all these other things because they gave in to that temptation. You see, how God views sin is completely different than us. Now that takes us back to our salvation. The sinless Lamb of God bore all the judgment that was due to you and to me. His perfect finished work on the cross assures our justification through faith in His righteousness. Hey, it's not our own feeble efforts. We must remember that God's commands require accountability on our part. Now, James points out so plainly, one does not have to be crude to be a sinner. Sinners do not have to be vicious. All it takes is to offend in one point. It's like a balloon. It may be blown up large, but only one prick of a pin, a tiny hole, and the life of the balloon is ended, and ended quickly. And so it is with the most minor of sins. Without a Savior, our balloon will one day be pricked quickly, and the man is taken into eternity, to that eternal lake of fire, if he's without Christ. Proverbs chapter 29, verse 1 says, "He that being often reproved hardeneth his neck shall suddenly be destroyed, and that without remedy." Oh, you can say, "Oh, my sin's not that bad. I'm not that bad. A good God's not going to send me to hell." Well, my friend, you might find out something differently. Or it might be a saved person that says, "Well, it's not that bad." And you're going to be ashamed at his appearing instead of having confidence. James was eager that all Christians should receive the full blessing of God. We have seen how Christians should treat the various classes of people who come to the worship service. No distinction should be made between the prominent and the not so prominent. The one who has many friends and the one who has few friends. Years ago, it used to be that some churches didn't want black people coming to their churches, and other black churches didn't want white people coming to their churches. And yet the same churches would send missionaries halfway around the world just to minister to people that they didn't want in their church. Didn't make sense, did it? You see, it's not just treat them all the same. It is treat them all with the law of kindness. Treat them all with the love of Christ. Now again, we say, well, if I treat everybody the same, then it's all right. So I just won't be real outgoing or friendly or kind to anybody. At least I'm the same across the board. No, we're to treat them with the law of kindness, with the love of Christ. Treat them all with great friendliness. 1 Timothy 3:15 says, "But if I tarry long, that thou mayest know how thou oughtest to behave thyself in the house of God, which is the church of the living God, the pillar and the ground of truth." Now, sometimes people say, "Well, Brother Andy, that's talking about this great church of all believers of all ages." Well, that's interesting, because that same chapter of 1 Timothy chapter 3 just mentioned verses 1 through 7 of the requirements for a pastor, and verses 8 through 13 the requirements of a deacon. And so evidently, if that's what that means, it's just of all this general church. This is your radio pastor, Pastor Andy Bloom, saying, may the Word of God be a lamp unto your feet and a light unto your pathway today.
We want to thank you for listening to the Lamp and Light broadcast. If you would like a CD copy of today's message by Dr. Bloom, send us your name and mailing address, and include the radio station by which you are listening and the date of the broadcast. We would appreciate a gift of $5 to Lamp and Light Broadcast, 1714 Southeast 36th Avenue, Ocala, Florida, 34471. You may also visit us by our website and freely download the sermons by clicking on the sermon library. That site is www.centralbaptistocala.org. Again, the address of Lamp and Light Broadcast is 1714 Southeast 36th Avenue, OCALA, Florida, 34471. And our website is www.centralbaptistocala.org. This is your announcer, Dale Jackson, saying, may God's peace be with all who are in Christ Jesus.
My feet on his firm foundation, for the Bible says.